I don't think the world has ever collectively felt the need to pray as we do now. Perhaps in past war times, depressions, or other pandemics, but not in recent decades. So many need our prayers, governing authorities from our local and state governments to our federal lawmakers need prayer. Our neighbors, friends, and co-workers need our prayers. It's all around us. Some of us wonder what we can do to make a difference right now. If that is one of your questions, something aching in your heart, then you, my friend, have been chosen to pray. But I know many of us feel our prayers bounce back from heaven. We're not sure they are doing any good. So let's find some new ways to pray. Even though prayer seems passive, we must recognize its power and resist the doubts that our prayers don't matter. If your prayer life could use a facelift, start praying the Hebrew names of God. Why would this help? Because the names are important to us and to God. For example, have you ever had someone recognize you and say your name when you didn't expect it? One day, I walked into a hotel exhausted from an 8-hour solo drive. "Name?" asked the friendly front desk clerk. "Lee," I responded while fumbling with my bags. Without missing a beat, he said, "Oh, Andy Lee?" It always awakens my senses when someone I don't know somehow knows my name. Not that it happens very often, but when it does, I'm taken aback. My face must have given away my thoughts, and he explained he'd just spoken with the head of the conference and gone through the list of names. Even though the list was fresh on his mind, I liked him. He knew my name. Our names are important to us. Whenever someone calls us by name, especially someone we don't know, it gets our attention. I'm not good at remembering names. I must feel awful when I know someone, but her name won't retrieve itself from the cobwebs of my brain. Don't you hate it when the name comes to you 2 hours after the encounter? We know it's important. If it blesses us for people to know our names, why wouldn't it bless God too? We are made in His image. There are promises of praying God's name. Jeremiah prophesied God's promise. In Jeremiah 29:12, he says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." It blesses me to think of attaining the favor of God's ear. This verse makes it personal, like pouring your heart out to an attentive friend over a cup of Starbucks. "I will listen to you," whispers the Ancient of Days, looking straight into my eyes. Though I know this verse was first penned for the Israelites, the promise demonstrates the character of God and how He works in our lives. But according to this verse, something must happen before God hears us. We must call upon Him and pray to Him. What does it mean to call upon God? I'm so glad you ask. It's more than saying "help" or "hey you." The Hebrew word translated in the NIV is "kora." According to the Keyword Study Bible, "kora" rarely refers to a random outcry. "Kora" is used to signify the act of naming. Naming a person may specify that individual's primary characteristic, be it evaluation or recognize an eternal truth in the sense of summoning for a specific task. Another prominent usage has to do with calling on the name of God, and that is to summon His aid. That's from the keyword. God has many names. God's names reveal His attributes and how people experience His power and goodness. When Moses asked His name, God replied, "I am." This name signifies the one who encompasses all things and can do all things, the one who lives forever, the covenant God, Yahweh. Other names of God are Elohim, God, the mighty creator, El Shaddai, God Almighty, Yahweh Yireh, God will provide. Yahweh Rophi, God who heals. Abba, Father. El Roy, the God who sees me. These are just to name a few. Names of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Gaal, Redeemer, and Yeshua, Jesus the Savior. Something stirs within me when I begin my petitions to my El Roy, the God who sees me, or to Abba, my Heavenly Daddy, or Sar Shalom, my Prince of Peace. Praying the names of God, one of my most cherished books, one that never gets lost or dusty because I use it for reference often, is Praying the Names of God by Ann Spengler. If this post stirs an interest in your spirit to know more about God's names, I recommend this purchase. It's a keeper. I'm giving it away next week, so leave a comment to enter. This week, we are going to study seven names of God and use them in prayer. The first scripture is Genesis 1:1, Elohim. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The prayer is, Elohim, you created this world, and it was very good. Elohim, we pray you help the scientists and doctors working on vaccines and medicines for this virus. You are the creator of creators. Show them how. Help them create a vaccine. Amen. Genesis 16:13, El Roy. The scripture says, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. Oh, and the prayer is El Roy. So many are isolated, lonely, and feel invisible. But you are the God who sees. Not one person is invisible to you. I pray you will make your presence known to those who have no one. El Roy, meet them in their pain and speak to them. Amen. El Shaddai, Genesis 17:1-2. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. I am El Shaddai. Walk before me faithfully and blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you and will greatly increase your number. The Message Bible translates this name as the God of angel armies. So the prayer is, El Shaddai, nothing is too hard for you. You are the God of angel armies, a powerful and faithful God. Your promise to Abraham came to fruition. El Shaddai, we pray to witness your strength, power, and faithfulness in this pandemic. Amen. Genesis 22:13-14. Yahweh Yireh or Jehovah Jireh. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. The prayer is Yahweh Yireh. So many need your provision now. They have followed you. They've trusted you. We praise you, Yahweh Yireh, for being the God who does provide and the God who is good, kind, and faithful. Thank you. Amen. Isaiah 53:5, Yahweh Rophi. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. Yahweh Rophi is the healer. We get so focused on physical healing. And he doesn't always heal. He does heal that way. But this verse is about our iniquities and transgressions. So let's pray to Yahweh Rophi for this healing of our land. Prayer is, Yahweh Rophi, we come humbly before you and ask your forgiveness of our sins, both personal and as a nation. You are the God who went to the greatest lengths to heal us from our sinful nature. Yahweh Rophi, we continue to pray for our nation's spiritual healing first and foremost. Be glorified in this pain. We love you. Amen. And Matthew 1:22-23 is Emmanuel, God with us. All this took place to fulfill that the Lord has said through the prophets, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus was the image of the invisible God when he walked on this earth. After his death and resurrection, he sent his spirit. We aren't alone. The prayer is Emmanuel. The quarantine has isolated us from one another. We can't gather in our place of worship. Schools have been closed. We work from home, staring at computer screens. Emmanuel, please make your presence known to us, especially those suffering from loneliness. Amen. Isaiah 9:6, Sar Shalom. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The prayers, thank you, Sar Shalom, for sending your Holy Spirit, whose fruit includes peace. I pray your spirit of peace falls heavy like a weighted blanket on those who fight anxiety and worry. Sar Shalom, I pray they will hunger for your peace and receive it. Amen. I'm looking forward to unpacking these special names of God in the scriptures with you Wednesday night. I hope you can join us on Facebook at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I feel this will be a special week. If you aren't a Facebook guru, you can find the videos on my YouTube page. If you are on Facebook, join the broadcast to learn how to enter the giveaway of Ann Spangler's book. I'll draw for the winner the next week. Let's pray. I know many who need to call on the specific name of God and his attributes as healer, provider, peacemaker, creator, almighty strength, and my favorite, Elroy, the God who sees me. He sees you right where you are. He knows your name. Now you know his. Call on him specifically. Why wouldn't God cherish that we call his name? We're made just like him in his image. If someone knowing our name perks our ears, why wouldn't it his? Leave a comment and I will enter you in the giveaway. I pray you have a wonderful week. I'm digging deep to live fully. P.S. Here's some great articles on prayer written by my friend Sandy Chambers on her site dedicated to prayer called Pray Waves, and Lori Stanley Rollenbeld, who has a free book on prayer during this crisis. Check those links out. Have a beautiful, wonderful week.